is Goals with Soul, the podcast for visionary coaches and entrepreneurs building your business with inspired action. In alignment with your mission and authentic message, so you can create impact for your soul clients and feel lit up every day. I'm your host, Jo Ingram, married mum of three daughters from London and a former ad agency director turned business coach and strategist. In Goals with Soul, we blend revenue generation with energetics, marketing strategies with pranic healing, and ambitious business goals with our soul's desires. If you're looking to build your business with less efforting and more ease, this is the podcast for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to Goals with Soul. I'm Joanna Ingram and welcome back after our summer hiatus. Goals with Soul is now back with some phenomenal interviews I cannot wait to share with you. But first, let's just take a moment to integrate what's happened over the course of the summer. I know this summer, I certainly didn't get as much done as I thought I would. I don't know any other busy mums out there whose kids are off on school holidays, and you think to yourself you're going to be able to balance certain things, and yet you just don't. And that's a good thing because it means that we're being more spontaneous, we're being more relaxed. But I know if you're a bit of an overthinker and have overworking tendencies like I do, it can cause a little bit of anxiety because you start to worry, well, what's going to happen in my business if I'm not putting in maximum energy and effort and hours? And this summer's been a particularly unusual one for me. Normally we get away for, 14, 16 nights. We take the car down through France into Spain and rock up by a campsite on the coast. However, this summer we planned something a bit different and we booked flights to Turkey. The twins have never been to Turkey and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get on a flight and just relax and be taken care of at a hotel. And literally, what, about a week before we were due to fly, me and my husband went off to Tony Robbins' UPW, Unleash the Power Within, and we did the firewalk and we danced with 10,000 other people. And this wasn't our first time. We'd been in 2019. And it was so incredibly amazing for our relationship. We both are really into self-development, also into spirituality. We're both into pranic healing. And heading out of town for a few days together to do something like this was a fantastic opportunity. We both got completely fired up for what we would do next and came home. And the next night, my husband was so sick. I assumed he had food poisoning, although I have to say I'd never seen anything like it before. And I was perfectly fine. The next day, he went off to the emergency room and ended up being diagnosed as having a burst appendix and having surgery the next day. He was in hospital for about a week. And of course, that meant that we couldn't go on our holiday and we had to cancel. And the weather in the UK was really, really poor this summer. It's been absolutely hideous. The interesting thing is, as we've moved into September and the kids have gone back to school, suddenly the sun's come out. And I'm actually recording this episode as I'm walking through the woods. You might hear the birds in the background. The sunshine is out. It's hot. It's glorious. But nonetheless, throughout the 6 weeks of the school summer holidays, it really was nothing to write home about. So all in all, the summer did not turn out the way we planned it to. But that said, there were some amazing highlights in the summer. We actually booked a long weekend at a place called Centre Parks in the UK to make up for the cancellation of Turkey with the kids. And actually, on that note, we're off to Greece for a phenomenal holiday in October. So all is not lost. We're certainly going to make sure that we keep up our track record of family travel. And we did some other really cool stuff, like taking the kids into the West End to see the musical Matilda and hanging out with my eldest when she came back from college between her holidays. And despite having my head turned and being really into family stuff throughout the summer, there's been a lot of developments in my business too. And not all of them are through the hard work or the hustle. A lot of it's through giving that thinking time about what you really want to create. And it's allowed me to go within and look at my offers and my content and start to iterate them, make them better, be more inspired about the value I can add. And I'm going to be sharing more of that on Goals with Soul as we go through season 5, which I just want to acknowledge that as well. We are in season 5 of Goals with Soul. And speaking of doing less, but sometimes achieving more, one of the interesting things over the summer, and you may have noticed if you're a regular listener that we have taken a break, and our last episode was in July and we're coming back here in September. And it's the first time we've taken a break on Goals with Soul. Otherwise, I had run right through, never missing a week since our launch in December 2020. And we have slowly and steadily grown in our audience rankings on listennotes.com. We've been ranked from top 10%, top 5%, then it goes up to 3%. And then most recently, we were at the top 2.5% of the global rankings. And then I went on break in July. And honestly, I decided that vanity metrics were not what it's about, assuming that that ranking would drop over the period that we weren't publishing new episodes. But get this, the opposite happened. And last month, our ranking increased to top 2% global podcast. So thank you to you, my amazing listener. I really appreciate you supporting this show because this is where I get to share energetically. And we all get to learn a little bit more about the expertise that's out there in this industry. Next week, do not miss the episode because Lisa Johnson is my special guest. If you don't know Lisa, she's a UK-based multiple seven-figure coach and entrepreneur, and she specializes in passive income streams. The interview is pure gold, and I cannot wait to share it with you. And it also highlights a really important thing that I want to dive into a little bit today, which is this idea of expertise. If you're someone that really knows your stuff, you have a deep understanding of your specialism, you're an expert. So frequently, I see incredibly talented coaches, healers, lightworkers, consultants hiding their expertise instead of shouting loud and proud about it. And it comes from all those mindset gremlins, of course, fear of judgment, imposter syndrome, even perfectionism. But the result of it is that those people you most want to work with and attract, your dream clients, actually don't understand why they would work with you. Because the expertise that you express is directly related to the trust that you build. I'll say that again. The expertise that you express is directly related to the trust that you build. And the trust you build translates into sales, happy clients, high-level premium clients, if that's your desire. Now, when I take clients through my brand epics process, we always start with the five aspects of self. Epics is an anagram, and it stands for experience, pain points and struggles, interests and passions, character and personality, and skills. And those five aspects always reveal something unexpected and potent that is being hidden, is not being expressed in the marketing or the messaging or the content. Although frequently they may actually be expressing it within their containers and with their clients. It's like a secret doorway that once you get in to work with that person, you get all this additional magic. And yet they don't use it in their promotion. They don't use it to sell their services. Let me give you an example of one of my own hidden doorways. And that was through my experience. I had a 20-year career working in London advertising and media agencies and learned so many incredible skills. But when I first pivoted over to entrepreneurship, I decided that I was only allowed to share certain of those skills. I made the decision that I was credible in areas A, B, and C. And areas D, E, and F were ones that, who am I to do this? How dare I think that I have expertise in this area? So I pushed forward with certain skills and experience in my business, and I got clients. But I found that those clients, although they were absolutely beautiful humans, were not my perfect match, were not my soulmate clients, because what I was selling was only a very small portion of really who I am. It didn't articulate the full value of what I share and what I express. I started to teach areas D, E, and F within my containers, and I found that those clients were getting the best results. Those clients were the greatest match, the ones that engaged in that way. Now, for me, those areas A, B, and C were all about productivity, efficiency, CEO strategies, all important areas of your business and ones that I had learned a lot of skills in during my time in corporate. But they didn't really come from my heart because I myself had found that those exact strategies were keeping me stuck in over-efforting and overworking. They were very masculine driven and consequently, I wasn't loving teaching them. Myself, I was learning all about the divine feminine. I was learning about the universe. I was learning about the power of potent messaging and branding. Those were my areas of passion. So I started to teach them, but I wasn't using it in my own messaging, in my own marketing. This is going back to the beginning of 2021. And of course, I burned out big time that year. I was so exhausted working with clients that weren't a perfect match, that were actually energetically draining. And I was also really tired and bored by delivering offers and programs that weren't coming directly from my soul. When I started to look at those brand epics pieces, particularly my interests and my passions and my character and personality, and bringing those to the front and center of not only my offers and my containers, not only how I work with people, but actually how I talk in my content, how I talk here on the podcast, what I share, the value that I add, things changed rapidly and took me to a point where the clients I work with now are uniformly perfect match clients. And that's because I'm not afraid to both attract and repel by being me. And that's, of course, the work I do with my own clients to help them be themselves in their marketing, in their messaging, how they articulate their value more than ever before. And that means do not be afraid to give yourself permission to be the authority, to be the expert. Nobody has to give you a badge here. And I know that us good girls, particularly who've come from corporate, get used to the idea that some external agency has to give us permission, a certificate, a certification, a qualification. And look, I'm not anti any of those. I came through university, the first member of my family to do so, and I graduated top of my class. So I don't have any grudge against qualifications. But the problem is they often keep you stuck because you believe you need more of them before you have the right to do X, Y, or Z. And I'm telling you that if you're listening to this, you are already somebody who is qualified and brilliant at creating transformation for your clients. And it's just a matter of giving yourself permission to be that expert, to be the authority. Now, there are certain ways that you can express that through your messaging and marketing. I'm going to go into more detail about this in a future episode, but I want to give you a couple of actionable things that you can do straight away to express your expertise so you can build trust with your audience. Now, first up, have opinions and share them widely. Too frequently, we express ourselves in our content with a kind of this is what everyone thinks and going along with the flow and regurgitating thoughts of others, when the truth is that you have your own darn opinions and it's time to express them. It's time to be bold. Being a thought leader means leading thought, having opinions and sharing them. Now, I bet you got a few. But my question is, how are you expressing them in your content? How are you expressing them in your messaging and your marketing? When you start to create a few core brand opinions, get the opportunity to get known as an expert, somebody that's going to give them a different perspective than the masses. It isn't about being abrasive or causing upset. It's about stepping forward in your industry, in your niche, in your market, and being somebody that can help your audience shift their beliefs. Now, the second one I want to share with you about building authority and trust is to make sure that you develop a framework, a method, a process that you can easily explain in no more than a couple of minutes the uniqueness and the power of what you deliver, the process that you go through to create the amazing transformation that your soul client most desires. My process is called the Aligned Client Code, and it's comprised of three core elements: messaging, marketing, and business energetics. It's my belief, and proven with my own and my client results, when you create authentic messaging, combine it with aligned marketing you love to do, and underpin it with business energetics that match your vibration to your most elevated and energized clients, you have the three potent magic ingredients that creates aligned client attraction. It's as simple as that. No other messaging expert or business coach I've seen in the market blends those ingredients in exactly that way. And of course they don't, because it comes uniquely from me with 20 years of advertising experience combined with my interest and passion for pranic healing and breathwork facilitation and my own experience with hating a lot of the marketing I did when I first launched my business and knowing that there had to be a better way to connect with those clients I most wanted to work with. I've created that unique blend of elements that is the Aligned Client Code. How can you create authority with your own framework? Perhaps you already have a framework that isn't yet easy to express. Perhaps you have too many steps. Perhaps it doesn't make perfect sense to your ideal client, or perhaps it's not uniquely yours. I worked with a client who had a fantastic coaching certification, and she was using their framework to sell her coaching with permission. And it told me that she didn't really have any of her own proprietary thinking in there and didn't really want to. And I knew from my work with her that she had so much more to give. She had so many opinions and thoughts and processes that she was already using with her clients, but wasn't expressing because she hadn't given herself permission to build out her own method, to own something of authority. And in our co-creation together, I was able to see exactly which elements she should add to leverage her expertise and her authority and create her own unique framework, which she then used to sell 2 spots in her new program that week without any promotion at all. Bottom line, you are brilliant. You are unique. You have the authority and the expertise. Now it's time to shine. We're in September now, and that means we've still got several months this year to create phenomenal energy in our business, to help many more clients transform, and to love what we do even more. If you want to learn how to elevate your authority and how to articulate your unique brilliance and value to the clients that energize and excite you, this month I've opened up 5 free messaging assessment spots. Spots tend to go really fast. So if you're hearing this and it calls to you, jump into the show notes and click on the link so you can book your free messaging assessment and get my eyes on how you express your expertise, articulate your value, and attract your soul clients. I'm super happy to be back on Goals with Soul. I'm super happy you're here. Have an inspired action week. Take care. Bye now.